With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Churches are taking another look at their security plans after 10 people died in a shooting at a Buffalo, New York grocery store, and one other person was killed the next day at a California church. While variables can exist from church to church in establishing or modifying security plans, the concerns and preparations are largely consistent, experts say. Just having a concealed carry permit doesn't prepare you for what to do in a congregation setting. It's about the type and quality of training, not just the number of hours trained. An intrusion doesn't have to involve a gun. Recently, pro-abortion protesters disrupted the services of a Catholic church in Colorado over the leaked Supreme Court opinion pointing to the possible overturn of Roe v. Wade. Your circumstances are going to dictate your tactics, one expert said. Be careful that a group or individual isn't trying to create the video moment that can be passed around on social media. Students at the University of Puerto Rico have not only a safe space to study, but also a safe space to ask spiritual questions. That's thanks to Ascend Network Church Plant. What started with campus visits and casual conversations with students turned into a desire to offer students a physical space away from the darkness and sin that often surrounds secular college life. Tables, chairs, and coffee as strong as the Wi-Fi signal invite students to long, productive study sessions. There are comfortable couches alongside shelves stocked with books for reading during breaks. Tucked away in the back of the house is a kitchen where students can heat up their meals and take hot food back to their dorm.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Though each migrant's journey to the U.S. looks different, many face some of the same tragedies and hardships on their journey. Hannah Daniel, a policy analyst with the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, says horrific violence, extortion from cartels, emotional trauma, rape and sexual assault, and a lack of basic necessities are commonplace for migrants on their journey to the U.S., especially for women and children. As we once again see headlines around immigration in the news, it's essential for us to stop and consider why so many still choose to come. Daniel says violence, corruption, and poverty are the three primary reasons people leave their homeland. You can read her full piece at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.